Hello, everybody. Oh, Jesus, I fucked up. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Cerulean Roll. I am your DM, and I'm down to one character. I'm playing May. And I'm joined by my two lovely co-hosts, as always, if you guys would like to say hi.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jamzy, and I play Nanette Silkenthorn.
Hello, everyone. I am Crow, and I play Edric and Mako.
And with that, let's get right into the recap! On the last session of Cerulean Roll, our heroes venture deeper into the blood-brewed forest as they traverse the twisted and distorted forest, avoiding obstacles and dangers alike. As they were progressing down the trail, a deadly beast barreled through the trees, breaking it with ease. As a battle broke out against the corrupted displacer beast, the battle was tragically one-sided as our heroes were caught so off guard. Nearing the end of the battle, Callius was knocked down and dragged off deeper into the forest. The group entered a desperate chase, but after a nudge of certainty from Callius, they retreated backwards to Wildbush. Once in Wildbush, our heroes met up with Rocky, who supplied them with a new quest and several mining tools. After that, our heroes went into the inn to get some rest, where they were then confronted with an ominous, ominous dream. And as we lead right into that ominous dream, you both see, as that string lays flat onto the floor of this misty, misty place you are.
What?
Huh?
As you both question and as you both let out your voice, you hear each other echo out into this vast expanse.
Do we hear each other?
You do hear each other.
Hello? What? Adric?
What are you... Are you part of this? What?
Guys!
May?
Hi!
What?
What are you both doing here?
I don't know.
What is this string?
So you see the string too?
Yes. And yeah. One of them just snapped. Did you see that too?
I did. May, did you see that?
Yeah, one just kind of fell off of me.
Right. Well, this is strange.
What? Who was that?
I don't know.
I don't know.
And what do you guys do?
Can we follow where the string?
You want to follow the string that got cut off?
If I can.
You very much can. How do you, do you just follow it on the floor? Do you, grab it? What do you do?
Both.
As you grab it, you feel this unending emotion.
What?
This unending purpose, this devotion, this call to something greater than yourself. You feel this overwhelming sense of bravery. And it's so overwhelming that you just see for all of you, the entirety of this plane of mist begins to erupt into a vast, vast feeling of courage, of heroism. And then it dips back down, crashing into the floor, and that string is gone.
Oh!
The string!
And as that string disappears, as your voices echo out into the nothingness, you wake up.
What?
Is it... What, is it, like, daytime right now?
Yeah, is it day now?
As you look through the window, you see the red moonlight of Shadow is still peeking through. This darker, dimmer, more blood red saturation is poking through the window.
I think I want to, like, peek outside of my room really quick.
You want to, like, look outside?
Yeah.
All right. As you look outside, you... So do you, like, open your blinds fully?
Yeah.
You open it fully, and you see the exterior of the town. You see wild bush, everything next to the inn. You see there is the tavern across from the street. There is Rocky's blacksmithery. There is Ash's shop. And then a few other buildings.
Hmm.
But nothing out of the ordinary.
I think I want to step outside of my room.
You want to go out into the hall?
Yeah, I walk and just step out into the hall.
Yeah, you step out in the hall. The hallway is pretty empty. Unless at that point, Adric, do you think you would also venture out into the hall?
Huh?
Would you also venture out into the hall? Because Nanette is going out in there too?
Probably.
Okay, you both, I'd say, at nearly the same time, open up your room doors.
Oh, Nanette.
Adric. Did...
That was... real?
The dream. Yeah.
Well, it's already strange that we all had that together, but it's even stranger that whatever that was.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
It's very odd.
The courage and then everything just falling apart all of a sudden.
Right. It's very... something to think about. What could that have been?
Maybe it has something to do with your thrall. That's my guess anyway.
Right, all the strings and all.
Yeah, we all three of us have the compass on our hands, so maybe it connects us together in a way.
Oh, I suppose that is interesting and does make sense.
Should we try to go back to sleep until morning, or?
I mean, look at us, we're not in the best of conditions to not get some rest.
Right.
We've got a long, long day ahead.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, let's try to sleep.
Oh, wait.
What? Huh?
That reminds me. Before I forget. That whole thing with Gao.
Oh, right. What was it exactly?
From what I heard, the reason that Gao is as calm as he is because he believes that Eldorus is going to come back, just like he did last time.
So that's how he took my words.
Yes.
Oh no.
Well, I guess we can't be too sure he isn't going to come back, but...
I don't know.
I really don't know either, but maybe we should try to get some rest before we start thinking about that.
Good idea. Good night, Nanette.
Good night again, Adric.
Let's not have any more weird nightmares this time.
Yes.
Enough of those.
You guys move back into your respective rooms and get back into bed. And as the dream is kind of lingering on your mind and you are still aptly thinking about it, as you lay in bed, is there anything else that comes to mind, or do you just kind of try your best to get this rest?
I think my mind still would be kind of dwelling on what that string was supposed to represent. Right.
You ponder the possible meanings of that string, both of you, but I'd say with any amount of thought, you can't really fully rationalize it all. You aren't too sure. Mm-hmm. And you both close your eyes and fall asleep. And you guys can take your long rest now.
No strange dreams this time.
Unless you want one. No strange dreams.
I have a really strong theory in my head and I don't like it.
You feel as if the courage that you felt from the dream is kind of shielding. And you don't really feel any sort of dread or nightmare. You just feel stronger. Better.
Does it mean?
And
hey.
You both would wake up around the same time. And I'd say before you can even get out of bed, you hear the door next to your room open, Adric, and you hear May go through the door.
What?
My bones hurt so bad.
Way to get up.
You get up, you open the door, and you see May is like stretching. And he's in agony.
Buddy, you good?
After last night and the day before that, I couldn't.
He grabs you, Adric.
After that dream, I couldn't stop thinking about it.
Did you get sleep? Nay! Hey, you need sleep!
Listen.
Okay, I'm listening.
3 hours.
3 hours. Oh my god.
I'm okay. I'll be fine.
You know what? While we're on that ride, I hope you're taking some naps.
You trust me, I'll be the first to nap. But what did it mean?
I know. I'm as curious as you are, but...
What? Was it like a fungus? Am I infected?
I don't know. No, you're not infected. Let me look at you.
He grabs you, Edric. Am I infected?
No!
You look at me. Roll me a medicine check.
Can I hear them yelling outside of my room?
Yeah.
Three.
Nanette opens her door. She's like, what is happening?
Edric, you see a thorn stuck in May, and you like, for a moment. No, actually, you are fully convinced he's infected.
Oh my god, you have a thorn!
What? I'm gonna die!
Stab him!
You yoink it out. He screams.
I'm gonna die!
What are you talking about?
He had a thorn.
I'm getting death hallucinations. I'm seeing things.
Death hallucinations? What are you talking about?
I heard you. I heard you in my sleep.
That wasn't a hallucination. We all heard that, May.
We all did.
May, listen.
Do I have a thorn?
Listen, May. What?
Wait, do you have what?
Can
you have a thorn?
Can I check?
Yeah. Okay, Nanette, roll me a medicine check.
Okay.
You see a thorn in Adric.
I pull it out.
You yoink it out, and like, Adric, you get inherently worried.
Alright, anyways, May. Look at me.
Yeah, I'm looking.
I show him my hand with the compass. Remember this?
Uh-huh.
I think that might be why.
Oh. Yeah, that's... Oh, right. Okay. I just... You know, paranoia. Fungus.
I understand. We have a long journey ahead. We have to keep it together.
May looks visibly more disheveled than usual.
Oh my god.
I live in constant fear.
Oh my god.
You see as the dragonborn that runs the inn, like, looks up the stairs at you guys, and like he walks up a little bit, and he just, it is so early. It is so early.
I'm very sorry, sir. He's just a little frightened.
He needs some sleep. Like, actually.
I do understand. Okay. Yes, I understand. Just, you're the only people here, so I guess it doesn't truly matter. Just be careful, okay?
And he looks at Nanette and he goes, by the way, you have a thorn in you.
I do.
You what? Nanette!
Where?
He walks over to you and he's like, if you don't mind. And he like hovers over it to pluck it out.
Okay.
He plucks out a thorn that was in your shoulder. And he just goes,
oh, be careful with these things. They're nasty.
Do they by any chance make people hallucinate?
Well, I've heard that's a side effect of the fungus. It is part of the reason, I would think that people get rage.
Oh. May!
May falls backwards on the floor.
Oh my goodness.
You know what? You guys have safe travels if you are leaving tonight.
We will try.
Hey, trust me, there's no pressure in staying longer. You did assist my inn quite thoroughly. Stay as long as you need. And he backs away slowly and
very appreciated,
goes back behind
sir.
His desk. He does a very trustful nod.
My god.
All right.
And what do you guys want to do?
So what is he doing right now?
What is May doing?
Yeah. Is he just laying there?
He is rocking back and forth, looking at where he got the thorn out.
May.
Yeah.
It's just a thorn, buddy.
I don't trust anything.
May?
Yes?
You should have gotten more sleep.
He looks at you. It's like, you know those SpongeBob gross out fucking things where it becomes like oddly realistic? And he just like has the deepest eye bags.
Yeah, look at you. Not in a mean way, but like, your eyes are kind of like very deprived of sleep.
I've never recovered from the job. The 9-to-5 grind.
Please.
May, like, shakes himself back to normality and stands up.
All right. So, what are we doing?
All right, well, what are we doing first?
Maybe we should take care of some things before we fully leave since we came back here.
Right.
We could, definitely use some things to make the trip, the long way better.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Perhaps we could contact Mal some way? As she can get in touch with Callius.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. If they're still here.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Well, I guess let's head out and see.
Alright, where do you guys want to go first?
I guess the tavern. If she's not there, we can still ask.
Alright, you guys walk over to the Cranky Tap. You see the door is still held open by the rock. Everything is right where you guys left it. You see the bartender is, kind of slouched over and cleaning a bottle very lazily. And as soon as you guys walk in, they like stand completely upright and goes,
"Oh, customers, hello."
Oh, hey.
Is there anything you guys would like?
Actually, you know what? Now that I'm thinking about it, are you guys hungry or no?
Are we hungry?
I've been saying that you guys kind of snack whenever you're hungry, especially when you're in the wagon.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say there? You're hungry. In the wagon?
Yeah, like, do we still have
some? Oh, you have a good chunk of food. It's all these dried, very preserved foods.
Okay.
You can guess that they're going to last. They're not the tastiest, but they go down.
No, I think we're good.
Yeah, we're fine.
Do you remember the... Who was it? What did she look like again?
The three adventurers who were very spitefully eating that one time.
Right.
Not something I really keep track of. Last time I saw them, they came in. He's gonna make a history check real quick. Last time they came in, they said that they were gonna be adventuring for a little bit. I think they said they're going to... What side is that? They were going to traverse all the way back to... the Jet Kingdom, that's it.
Oh?
From last they said, it was just head there, perhaps come back for more jobs in Wildbush in the Obsidian Kingdom. And that's about it.
Oh. I see.
I heard they were going to claim some... Oh. Go on.
Sorry, I was just saying that's quite a detour.
Right.
Yeah. Well, yeah, last I heard, they were going to be tracking down some bandits over by the Jet Kingdom. They fetch quite a bounty, so it's good for adventurers. Also, if I'm not wrong, those bandits should have plenty of food that they could sell off to towns. It's very, very lucrative.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. Those bandits are the very few that stand up to the Obsidian Kingdom. Or not the Obsidian Kingdom. The Blackheart Pirates.
Right.
Well, thank you for the information.
Yeah.
No problem.
All right, well, I guess we should start heading out then.
Yeah.
May nods. While we're here, is there anything that you guys... Well, not here in the tavern, but in Wildbush, is there anything else you guys are interested in? Maybe some things to keep you occupied on the travels? I know it's the last thing you think about, but... We're gonna be on the road for more than just 6 days.
Maybe some books.
To be honest, I have had a hard time figuring out what to do in my free time. I'm not very used to having free time. But I think I've found something that I might enjoy. I think I want to try out cooking a little bit.
Oh!
That's a great hobby. No more jerky. Well, maybe slightly better tasting jerky.
Yes, for sure.
Good idea.
Alright, so some books and I'm guessing cooking supplies, right?
Yes.
Okay. And where do you guys want to go first?
I think we should get the cooking supplies first.
Okay. I'm going to say you pretty much intuitively know that Rocky is probably going to be the one to sell these. He is the smithy after all. He'll sell pots, pans, other things.
Mako. How I miss you.
How I miss Pan. You. But you guys walk over to Rocky's. Which one of you opened the door?
I think Nanette.
Yeah, I'll open the door.
Nanette, as you open the door, you see 2 inches from your face are Rocky's absurdly large goggles.
Oh, my goodness.
He is looking so intensely, and then he goes, "Oh, hi there.
Hello, Rocky.
And he takes them off. He puts them to the side.
All right. What you guys here for?
I was actually coming to look for some cooking supplies.
Oh, all right. Let me see what I got. What you in the mood for? You knives? You want some pans? You want some? Or do you want like the all arounders? You want the everything? You want the whole backpack?
I guess everything.
All right. It won't cost you too much. Probably gonna just be around the same thing that you used to repair my wall.
And Rocky basically runs around between the little stalls that he has set up with several of his creations, and he just picks out a couple of objects. He grabs this huge pot that is used for like cooking stew, and then he begins to fill everything inside of that. And as he brings it all up to the counter, he places it right on top, and he looks at you and he just goes, "All right, that'll be around, I'd say about 10, maybe 15 gold. I'll say 15.
All right, here you go.
Yeah, my knives never break. They're high quality." And he grabs the 15 gold from you and slides over the pots and pans and knives for you.
All right, thank you, Rocky.
No problem. Have fun cooking.
I will.
Just remember, Rocky's tools will never give you lead poisoning.
And he like, winks.
I don't remember you ever saying that, but all right.
Well, it's more for the cooking stuff. Some of these, less skilled blacksmiths, often use lead, they cause poison. Or, like, untreated metal. It's, you know, whole ordeal. Blacksmithing drama, you don't want to hear it.
Blacksmithing drama. Oh, well, I'm glad I won't get any lead poisoning.
Good, good. Just remember, steer clear of any other blacksmiths you see, especially fucking Docky. I hate Docky.
Docky.
Yeah. He's my biggest rival. He came out of the same mom as me, and he's been ruining my life since the day he was born.
Oh. Hey.
Just steer clear of him. He's in the Onyx Kingdom. Don't talk to him. Don't give him business. He sucks. Got a fancier store than me. He's selling fucking cheap shit. He kicks his stool.
Okay.
Wonderful.
All right. Well, let's head out now.
Ruining my life since he came out the womb is a fucking wild line. That is so
crazy.
My goodness.
But you guys you guys slowly back out of fucking Rocky's talk. Yeah.
Nanette, you basically can affix these pots and pans to your bag, or you can leave them in the wagon if you really want to.
All right.
And to the library next?
Yeah.
Adric, you steer your way over next to the library. Everyone's following you, and you reach the quaint, if not very destroyed, library. You see that there's a couple of broken eggs laying at the front door, and the wood is slightly hued in yellow.
Wait, what?
There are like cracked eggshell shells in front of the door, and some of the wood is like shifted to a yellow hue a little bit.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh goodness.
Well, that's... I think I would have been yelling at someone by now.
I mean, I do think that the children of this town hate reading. So, if I remember correctly. So,
that's a skill issue on their part.
Yeah.
You would also notice, like, the inside of these eggs are, like, green. Like, they are
very green and sinewy. It has like this vine texture.
Oh.
It's like green.
But you guys proceed into the library and you see that bushy bottle bottom glasses wearing gnome.
Oh, how may I help you?
Hi, I'm just here to buy some books that I'm looking for.
Do you need any help looking for any of them?
Perhaps.
Alright, what you looking?
It's a good question, actually. I didn't think this far.
Okay. Wanting to read is a very, you know, good thing. You don't always know, or you always don't need to know what you want to read. Just read.
That's a good point.
All right. So what are you looking for, Adric?
Am I looking for? Because I know they would still be trying to look for stuff related to Eldoris. For obvious reasons. So I'm gonna get someone.
You're gonna get someone.
I don't really know what Eldoris is, though. By name, at least.
It's like undead.
Okay,
undead.
Sure, okay, yeah. Roll me an investigation check. You can do it with advantage because you're looking for a specific thing.
A bunch of books of dead people. Oh, that's the same thing.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
That's really good.
You look around this library. You find a small section of these more pristine-looking books. They look like they are very untouched. There's even like a fresh coat of dust lining it. You pick up one of the books you see, and you see that it is an the term would be like a bestiary. It's like a bestiary of ghouls. And as you open it, it's this black and gold covered book. You open it up and do you want to skim through it here, or do you want to just take it with?
I think I'm just going to take it. I'll read it on the way.
Yeah, you close it, you walk over to the counter. Is there any other books you want to look for while you're here?
Yes. Also, maybe magic related, actually, now that I think about it.
Magic related? Okay, cool. So, roll me another investigation check with advantage. I'm gonna say the term, you're looking for a grimoire.
Oh yeah, that's the word. Oh, neat.
Holy shit. Yeah, okay, you're doing great.
Oh my goodness.
Even without the advantage, you would have been doing great. Yeah, you look for it, you look for a grimoire. They are far more sparse in areas like this, but you do find a small tome of spells. It doesn't look like they're anything too advanced or anything that is too crazy, but definitely something to pass the time with.
Nice.
And you see that, like, inscribed into the front of this book is the name Malaketh. And you put the book away. And you walk over. Or is that all the books you want, or do you want more?
Okay, how much is this already? Can I ask the guy?
Yeah, you walk over to the gnome, you ask the price. He just gives you two books. I'll say 20.
All right, I think I can get one more.
And what else are you going to look for?
I want to look more on... What was her name? The compass.
Yafal.
Yafal.
Yeah, you've already found a book about Yafal before. So I'll give you advantage again.
Okay.
Just a specific. Oh, well, 17 is still good.
17? You do find a book about Yfall, and you can very easily pick that up and carry that with you to the front desk.
All right.
All right, that'll be around 30 gold.
Okay. Here you go.
You hand over this, like, small pouch of gold. He goes, all right, it's a pleasure doing business with you. And do enjoy those books. They don't get much use, so you're giving them new life.
Yeah. Thank you for providing them.
He gives you a nod. He fixes his glasses, and he continues to flip through his own book.
Yay, book!
Book. Well, turn out just like
book.
Book. Was that something he said?
Yeah, book.
Yeah, sounds about right.
And is there anything else you guys would like to do while you're here?
I feel like we can check in with Effie. Alchemy.
Ash. Oh, so you want to go to Ash? Okay.
Yeah.
As you guys walk over to the alchemical aggregate, you do walk past the gnarled building from the previous night. You see that the building is still in a state of disrepair, if not worse than it was left off. You see some of the bricks are falling from the walls. It is coated in, like, debris and dust. And there is, like, dried blood stains that even the rain could not wash away.
Oh, Lord.
But as you walk past the scene, you move over to the alchemical aggregate, and you guys just open up the store side, and you see Ash once again leaning across the desk, looking very uninterested in her surroundings. Until she sees you guys, and she goes, hey, what are you guys doing around here again?
Okay, oh, we
tried to go through the Blood Brood Forest, failed, and now we're back here.
Yeah.
That's not what I want to hear, but I'm glad you guys are back safe. Yeah, all right, that's good. Do you guys want some potions? Are you here for anything in specific?
You know what, actually, did we use some potions?
I don't believe you guys use many potions.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Gypsy, you got the bag, chick.
I have two potions.
I also have one singular potion.
Oh, okay. Good on potions for now.
Alright, so what you guys here for?
Something on my mind.
Huh?
There's something we're missing.
What do you mean?
I don't know, like, I think I'm just still thinking about the whole Little Doris being, you know, still afflicted by the lycanthropy.
Right.
Still something we have to think about, because sure, we have the noose, but you know it won't keep him for long.
Right. Also, If we ever do see him again and he's not a werewolf, I would feel kind of bad about shooting him.
Yeah.
Maybe we should get an extra vial of the cure just in case.
Oh, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I kept churning out the vials, trying to make them less painful. But, yeah, I have them, if you would like.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah, I'm planning to sell a good chunk of them to other people around.
Good idea.
And you see as Ash pulls out this box holding multiple vials of that silverish liquid. And you see written on the front of the box is "may cause instantaneous death."
Oh.
Yay.
Yeah, I haven't really worked out the you know, problems with the whole, you know. And she points at, she like nudges at May, and May just goes, "Yeah, I know."
Yeah.
But, it'll be fine. Especially if you administer it to the werewolf form. I think. I hope.
Yeah.
All right, well,
but yeah.
I'll just, we could just take one then.
You reach over and grab one. Ash doesn't even like charge you a price. She's like, I'm more handing these out. It's, after that scene out there, it's not really something I think I can stomach again. So,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, thank you, Ash.
You're doing some really good work.
Yeah.
You see, she gives a very bright smile, and she looks at you, and she goes, "Appreciate it. And you guys are doing really good work, too. Don't beat yourself up over what happened. Can't help it. But, you're doing your best. And at least you took care of the problem." And she, like, pats you both on the shoulder.
Thank you, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
And, do you guys do anything else? Do you want to buy anything else, or is that all?
I mean, Adric, if you maybe want to keep a potion or two with you, that would be useful, I think.
Yeah. Bad idea. Actually, yeah, you know what? Let me get a potion.
All right, so you want to go look for some potions?
Yeah.
Cool. So you find, like, the stand of these little potions, and you see that there are normal healing potions, there are greater healing potions, superior and supreme.
Oh my goodness gracious.
I'm gonna get a greater healing one.
Just a greater healing? You see the price tag on the cork, it reads 150 gold.
Yeah.
Okay. You pick up one of the greater healing, you slide over the 150 gold to Ash. Ash grabs it and goes, she goes, I can't take this much money from you. Hey, no. She splits 50 gold off, hands it back to you, and goes, just go get them for me.
All right. Thank you, Ash.
I really admire what you guys are doing. It takes a lot of courage that I don't have nearly enough of that. So, it's an adventurer's discount. And she winks.
Like, thanks.
Yeah, so you just have to take out 100 gold. And is that all you guys want to do here?
I think so.
All right. You guys leave the alchemical aggregate. Ash is waving goodbye at you guys. And where are you headed to?
She was
to
so
next?
Cool. I love her. She is. Do we think that's all? May, do you want to maybe get anything for yourself?
May looks around a little bit. He looks at his wallet, his like little coin pouch, and he just goes,
I can give you some if you need it.
No. I'm fine. He scratches his chin for a moment, just thinking.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'll take one of the greater healings too. And May puts 100 gold on the counter, and Ash takes it. That is only gonna leave May with 10 gold. but it is worth okay. it. He looks Absolutely. At me, he's like, okay, this is good. I get to
help with
this.
Very good for you.
Oh, this isn't for me, but I get what you mean.
Oh, okay. So good.
Yeah. Just have to be prepared.
Yeah.
And you guys leave the alchemical aggregate. And is there anything else you guys would like to do?
I just keep looking over at that house where everything happened.
Oh.
You see, like, children's drawings are hanging off the wall, blowing around in debris. You see, there are some toys scattered about that are smushed under rocks. And you just see that horrid amount of blood. And you even see the smaller blood stain and the cracks in the stone from Marin's wife.
I...
What are you thinking about?
Marin's wife, she was going through quite a lot.
Oh, good.
She... She was trying to find some new direction in life. But I don't think she even knew where to go.
Did she go somewhere else?
I don't know. I don't know where she was going. Maybe... I didn't think about it in the moment, but maybe I should have offered to take her with us.
That could have been better.
These woods are dangerous. I don't know if anything might have happened to her.
Well, do you want to maybe look around for her? See if we can find her?
I think so. I think that would make me feel a little better about it.
All right. Yeah, your call.
I'd say you guys have traversed the town quite a bit today. You guys have gone the whole nine yards around. It is like leaning into the afternoon hours of the day, where you see the red sun is being crest a little over the horizon.
Mm-hmm.
Just letting you know.
Mm. All right. I wish I could have learned her name. Maybe we could ask around.
Perhaps. Let's do that.
All right. Are there... Where should we go?
Do you think maybe the lady in the prison knows?
Maybe.
She knew where his house was. I'm guessing some people here must have known.
Right. Let's go see then.
You guys begin to walk over to the sheriff's place, the jailhouse, and you open up the door. And you see blending in a little bit with the wood is the chameleon woman. Her eyes darting back and forth, and then she looks at you and she goes, "Oh, hi there, darlings."
Hi. We had some questions we wanted to ask.
Oh, yeah. Ask away. Fire and shoot.
So, the werewolf, Marin, do you know anything about his wife?
Marin's wife. Oh, she was such a sweetheart. I haven't seen her for quite a while. What are you asking exactly?
Well, I wanted to go see if she was okay.
Oh. Yeah, I don't remember or recall if she's ever gone back to the home. It's been in a state of disrepair for a while. She might be... From what I remember, Raya doesn't have any relatives over here. She's been pretty alone besides having Marin.
Raya?
Yeah, Raya. That's her name.
I see. So you don't know where she could have gone?
No clue. I wasn't particularly close with Raya. Maybe her neighbor, Shelly, will know anything. I'd say maybe talk to their neighbors.
All right, we'll go do that. Thank you.
Yeah, from what I remember, Raya's pretty close with the people who live around her, so it'll be good to check it.
All right, we'll go do that then.
She nods, and you guys proceed back over to Marin's home?
Yes.
Yeah.
You guys get over to that side of town, and you see the very clear debris still laying on the side of the road. There are those wooden chunks. There are still the visible craters in the home, this time with less wood protecting them. You see, one of the neighbors is out right now, kind of just watering the plants around.
Oh, excuse me.
Oh, hello.
Hi, I wanted to ask you about your neighbor, Raya.
Oh, Raya, that poor thing. What about her?
I was wanting to ask if you perhaps knew where she is.
Oh, dearie. I don't know. I thought I saw Raya walking one day. Well, after the incident in the town center. And I went to go look for her because she looked very disgruntled and, you know, with her home and the whole werewolf situation. I really wanted to check up on her. But as soon as I turned the corner, she was gone.
Huh.
She seemed to be heading towards the pathway over to the Onyx Kingdom. But that's the last I saw of her.
The path on the way to the Onyx Kingdom.
Oh, that's where we're going.
Oh, well, if you see her, please give her my condolences.
All right, will do.
Good.
She gives you a nod, and you see as, like, she looks over to the home and then turns slightly to her own. And you see, peeking through the window, there are, like, children with their faces pinned against the glass.
Oh.
You hear from inside.
Is Dia ready? Have they found Dia, ma'am?
And you see their mom just kind of gets a grimace on their face, and she's just like,
they think that they found Marin's kid.
She looks around really panicked.
They're just adventurers, sweetheart. They're just asking questions. That's all.
And you hear from inside.
Okay.
They were very close with Dia.
I see.
Goodness.
And what do you guys do now?
Well, we'll go make sure she's okay. You have a good rest of your day.
She nods and she goes, good luck.
Thank you.
And you guys continue down the pathway. You get back to your wagon, and May looks at you, Nanette, and he just goes, Can I try one more time?
Sure, if you want to.
He gets in front. He stares at Autismo.
Please.
And then he just goes,
I love my horsey and my...
And then you see as Autismo instantly just drops. Just instantly sits down.
Oh, Autismo.
Aw.
Autismo, please! Please!
You don't need to be like that.
Autismo looks at you, and you see this half-lidded stare.
Give him your hands, buddy.
Okay, May will roll with advantage because you're persuading Autismo a little bit.
Please. Oh my god.
Oh my goodness.
Okay. He did good. Autismo stands back up begrudgingly. He lets out that like horse sigh and he just like begins to trot to May. And May's like, I love my horsey and my horsey loves me. Is that what you like? Please? and Autismo just kind of shakes his head.
Well, at least he's letting you.
It's better than nothing.
But you guys get into the wagon, and if that's all the business you have in the town, you guys begin to proceed down the pathway to the Onyx Kingdom.
I'm glad we at least have a chance to see her, hopefully.
Yeah, I really hope we can find her.
You guys keep your eyes peeled and maybe call out her name a little bit?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You both take either side of the cart and roll me a perception check, the both of you. You can, one of you can do it with the help action, or both of you can roll separately. Well, actually, both of you roll separately. Yeah, roll separately. Okay.
The usual for them.
And yeah, roll me that perception check, Nanette.
All right.
So that's a 6 on Adric's side, nice. And that is a 16 on Annette's side. As you both look around, calling out her name, you... For as long as you do that, how long do you do this?
I think we're going to do this for a while. We're actively looking for her.
Yeah, she's been gone for a while, so...
Yeah.
She might be pretty far out.
Okay, I'll say you guys can do this for, like, the entire, like, 8 hours before you have to, like, switch over to resting.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you guys continue on, looking around frantically, trying to find Rhea.
I'm calling out her name.
And you don't see anything for the whole duration. You guys are calling out for her and looking.
Oh my god.
Is she that far ahead, or did we miss something?
Do you guys want to backtrack? We could backtrack. Just a little bit.
How long has it been since she went into the forest?
It's been an entire 2 nights, I would say. Yeah, 2 nights.
2 nights. I don't know if she would make it far out or not.
She was walking pretty slowly.
Right.
Then maybe we just missed something. Do you guys want to turn back and someone else take the reins?
Maybe.
Sure.
All right. May hops out from the front. He gets into the wagon. And which one of you wants to steer?
Do you want to try, Adric?
Sure.
Okay, Adric, you get in the front. You hold the reins and roll me an animal handling check.
Hello, Autismo.
He just brays. He shakes his head.
Oh. I'm not the best with horses. I'm not the best with that.
He turns around and looks at you with these big ol' eyes.
Do you want the words?
There's this look of understanding and then a nod.
Okay. Let me see if I can make an impression. I love my horsey and my horsey love me.
He starts to bop his head up and down. You can roll me another animal handling with advantage.
Awesome.
What a fickle creature. That's
fickle
enough.
Fickle creature.
He begins to turn the wagon around so you guys can scan the other areas. So here's what I'll say. is that there is a bunch of wilderness, these long, tall strands of grass. There is, like, the Bloodroot Forest, which is kind of creeping around the trail this whole time. I will let you know that there is more than just the path to explore if you would like to. It's probably easier at some of these points to get off of the wagon and look for look for her between the tall grasses of Shadowfell. Because there is like two large fields to either side of you.
Oh, all right.
It's more than just this pathway.
Okay. Yeah, that
so
makes sense.
If you guys want to get off the wagon and maybe look around on foot for a little bit, just let me know how long you'd be willing to spend. It is, like, dark. It is around nighttime now.
Luckily now we all have things that allow us to see in the dark.
True.
Alright, so you guys are going to stay up through this night and look through the grasses?
Yeah.
All right, you guys hop out of the wagon after going, like, I'll say you guys backtrack just a fair distance to where you can estimate she's been.
Yeah.
And you guys hop out of the wagons and begin to look around. Roll me some perception checks as you guys comb the fields. Or investigation, I would say. Investigation instead.
Investigation, okay.
You guys comb the area. Nanette, you don't quite see anything of note. You definitely don't notice anything. The darkness of Shadowfell, even through these little goggles of yours, they are just abundant and dark. The blackened grasses definitely sucks the life out of the area for you. As for you, Adric, as you stand in this dark field, your candlelight flickering as the wind hits it, you peer around moving grasses as you go. And as you move a bushel of grass to the side, you see a corpse. Not one that you were looking for, though. You see springing up and clutching onto your shoulder is a skeleton.
Skeleton!
Huh?
You yell skeleton, and then, do you guys run towards Adric?
Yeah! That's scary!
As you run towards Adric, you feel as beneath your feet, something opens up, and then you hear a loud humanoid screeching.
What?
Huh?
And roll initiative.
Oh boy. Here we go.
As
you're not Adric Raya, you're very
this,
much worse than Raya.
Oh god.
As you see this and then hear these screams as you begin to run towards Adric, you see as betwixt the twisted grasses of Shadowfell, as this wind blows violently, you see as twisted creatures crack forwards, peeling themselves off of the ground, becoming active. These fungal-covered skeletons begin to run towards the source of the noise. That is going to start off with the skeletons.
Oh, war. My god.
That makes sense. They rolled a 19 on initiative. The first skeleton is going to thwack Adric over the head.
What?
You see it pulls out this rusted amalgamation of a short sword. You see it's cracked and held together by fungus. And it... does a 15 hit you?
Yes.
Okay, it does hit you. That is going to be 3 damage to you. The next one is going to hobble over to you, Adric. And it does get to you.
You!
A 12, I believe, does not hit you.
No.
All right, that is going to go to the next skeleton. The next skeleton actually is going to move all the way over to, can it get to Nanette? It indeed can't. It is going to move closer to Nanette, though. It gets right about here. And that is going to go to the next skeleton's turn. The next skeleton is going to rush forwards towards you, Adric.
Leave that little guy alone.
He is going to try to beat you over the head with this bone. Does a 16 hit you?
Yeah.
All right, that is going to do 4 damage to you, Adric. That is going to go to the next skeleton. So many skeletons. The next skeleton is going to leap and bound. You see as it runs past all of this debris that was sitting on the side of the row and these carcasses, and it gets to Nanette and is going to strike Nanette. But it misses with a 10. That is going to go to the last skeleton, which sees May. May lets out a guttural scream. And then the skeleton creature, like this fungus monster, comes out of it and just goes back at him. and it whacks at May, which is not going to hit, with a natural 9.
Good.
And that is going to start off with Adric.
Okay, you know what? Are they 10 feet near each other?
They are, they are 10 feet near each other. You could get 2 of them with this.
Okay, oh my god.
The maliciousness. Sorry. What is going on?
I'm going to use Shatter.
He's doing the silly. He's
Did
doing
you
the
move
funny.
Backwards?
Yeah.
Okay, you're going to get an opportunity attack. You're going to get 2 opportunity attacks on you.
Okay.
3 of them, actually. You're going to get 3 of them.
Oh, shit.
Okay. First one, that's a critical hit.
What the hell?
That is going to be 10 damage on the first attack. That is going to be a miss with an 11. And the last one is going to be a 13. That does not hit you, right?
No.
Okay, and that is going to hit all 3 of these skeletons. Yeah, roll Shatter.
Right, they gotta roll a con save and the DC is 15. Otherwise, they take 9.
The DC is 15?
Yeah.
They just barely pass.
Oh.
They got the 15, so they're going to take half of 18?
Yeah, 9.
All right, they're going to take 9 damage. That is going to be 9 damage to that skeleton, this skeleton, and that skeleton. Is there anything else you would like to do?
Form of Dread.
You definitely Form of Dread. You get that crystalline mask over your face, and you get 8 temporary hit points. And that's the end of your turn.
How much should I move?
You moved 12 feet. Or 10 feet. 10 feet. You moved 10 feet.
Yeah, okay. Just 15, 20, 25, 30, I suppose.
All right. Is that the end of your turn?
Yeah.
Cool. That's going to go to you, Nanette.
Alright, I will... If I shoot the skeleton right in front of me, would that get disadvantage?
This one, right?
Yes.
That would impose disadvantage. It's in front of you, 5 feet.
It'll get an opportunity attack if I move back, right?
Correct.
I guess for now I'll just shoot the farther one.
Okay, shoot if you're gonna shoot that one. Alright.
Yeah.
Roll to it.
Skeleton C.
Skeleton C. It's because I'm filled with vitamin C. Ha ha ha. They don't, it does not say that.
Alright.
Alright, let's see. don't
get him!
Just do it. Just roll your damage. Roll it. That is going to be an 8 to hit?
Yes.
Or 8 damage. 8 damage, yes. 8 damage is going to shoot into the skeleton. You break into its spinal cord a little bit, but it's still going.
Oh my god.
Alright.
And your second attack, yeah.
Okay, well.
That
I don't
is.
Think that's hitting.
Yeah, you see that they are, like, lightly armored. You see the fungus is wrapping around these plates of leather remains from what they wore and when they were alive. And it dinks off their armor. And is that the end of your turn? By the way, you will only trigger an opportunity attack against this one, I will say.
Yeah.
So, if you were thinking about moving, you can definitely do that if you would want.
Okay, yeah, I'll move back, and I guess this way?
Yeah, you move back that way, you can get right there. That skeleton is going to hit you, or try to hit you. That is a natural 3. They are not hitting you. That's going to go to May's turn if your turn is over.
Yeah, I think that's it for now.
May is going to cast Shillelagh, and he is going to bonk the skeleton in front of him after he screams and leaps in the air. That is going to be a 19 to hit. That is hitting. For, oh my god, 12 damage.
Oh,
you see,
nice.
May nearly almost kills this thing in one hit. May screams, ah! And then, like, absolutely shatters this thing's skull. and then May goes, oh, never do that again! And I'll make sure you never do! And then he is going to use Halo of Spores, which is going to do 1 extra damage. Killing that skeleton.
Oh my god. Yay! Yeah,
that skeleton absolutely fucking dies. Majus is huffing in the field. Oh god! And he turns around to see you guys being swarmed by skeletons, and he's going to use his movement to run 30 feet closer to you guys. And he's going to get right about here. That is going to be the end of May's turn. That's going to go to Gao's turn. Gao is laying in the cart. You just hear gentle snoring.
Yeah, he gets some good rest.
Hello, guys, DP.
You see one of the skeletons that you just attacked is pulling out a short bow, and they are going to shoot at you, Adric.
Excuse me?
You see that they have these bows covered in fungus, and they pull out these arrows that are also made out of the green warbling
No!
Does a 12 hit you?
No.
Okay, the first one misses. The second one is going to hit. Roll to hit. That's a nat 1. It trips over a rock and falls face first into the grass. That is going to be the next skeleton. The next skeleton is also going to pull out a bow at Nanette. And, like, it's what? Going to shoot at you, Nanette. That is going to hit. For 5 damage.
Okay.
The next skeleton is going to shoot at Adric.
Oh my god.
Bro!
It hits with a 22. And does 8 damage to you, Adric. As you yell, help, May is like, I'm trying! The next skeleton is going to shoot at that.
Oh my god.
It misses with a 10. That is going to go straight to Adric's turn.
I'm going to fucking get you.
Yeah. Get the asses. Get the asses. Kill him. Oh my god, yeah, that is going to hit. Which one are you hitting?
Ooh!
Holy shit, and a crit! Oh my god!
Oh my goodness!
Alright. Oh, 14 damage on that is going to instantly obliterate anyone you look at.
I'm gonna go for B.
Okay, you instantly kill that skeleton.
Okay.
Alright, and the next one?
And then A. I think that's A, right?
Alright, yeah, roll the damage for that one.
Okay.
I actually don't think you can kill this one. Yeah, you kill both of them.
Good.
You fire these rats. You fire these two Eldritch Blasts, completely eviscerating two of those skeletons. And that's going to go to Nanette's turn.
All right.
You see these two skeletons pull out bows and mimic you.
Wait, can I get a form of breath?
Yes, you can get a form of breath.
Okay.
You see one of the skeletons pulls out one of their rib bones and just sticks it to the top of their head.
What the hell?
Okay. I'm going to shoot the one I was attacking before.
Okay, so you're going to shoot that one. All right.
Skeleton C.
C, vitamin C.
Vitamin C.
I rolled a hit.
That was almost a nat 1.
That is indeed going to miss the skeleton.
Oh my goodness gracious.
You see the skeleton? That is the one that put its horn on its head. And it just, like, it looks at you and then dodges gracefully and just goes...
Hmm. Alright, I'm gonna try again.
Alright, shoot again. Roll the hit.
Go, Nana! Yeah!
That is definitely gonna hit. And 9 damage. With 9 damage, you are instantly... You shoot an arrow through this thing's head. It breaks off the horn. And as it's dying, it just goes...
That's so funny.
And is that the end of your turn?
Yes.
Alright. That is going to go to May's turn. May looks around frantically. He sees that you guys are taking care of it, and he's like, that one's closest! And he runs forward a little bit. And he is going to cast a little spell at them. He is going to cast Ice Knife. Probably not the best spell to cast right now, but it hits. And it's going to do 5 damage as the knife explodes in this skeleton, absolutely killing it.
Yay!
It blows up in ice, and May just goes, yay! And... Yay. That is going to go over to Gao's turn, still snoozing. That's going to go to the last skeleton that's alive. It looks at you, Nanette, and it just continues to shoot at you.
Okay.
That is a 13, which I believe does not hit you.
No, it doesn't.
Very well. It misses, and that's going to go straight to Adric's turn.
I'm going to get you.
holy
shit! Oh my god!
Golly!
Your rolling is so good.
Does that happen when I need it? Easy fight. Why on the easy fight? You do 8 damage with the first Eldritch Blast, and roll your second attack. Yeah. That is going to miss. You fire this beam of magic straight forwards at the skeleton. It does a matrix dodge out of the way and looks at you. Surprisingly nimble.
A matrix dodge.
I'm gonna kill you.
As you say that, it just goes.
I don't know what you just said, but I'm.
It shrugs.
He doesn't know either.
Yeah, you know what? I don't think you know what I'm saying either. Okay.
He shakes his head.
What? Okay.
No, that doesn't happen. That doesn't happen.
This cartoon interaction.
It does not happen. Okay, Nanette, that's you.
Okay. I'm gonna shoot it.
I'm letting out the fucking cartoon in me. Alright, shoot at this
beast.
Okay,
I think that hits.
That is, yeah. Hey. Uh-huh. 28. Not gonna miss anytime soon. Okay, Nanette, how do you do this?
I'm gonna replicate what it did before and do like a cool little like flip and shoot it while I'm doing that.
You leap into the air, you do a fucking amazing flip, and then you shoot it directly through the eyes. And it falls backwards into the debris behind it. And the combat is over. May just goes,
Oh, good job!
Yeah. You got a kill, buddy.
I did it!
Really good, May.
Those skeletons are beating my ass.
Here, I got you. We're probably gonna be out here for a little bit, so, let me heal you.
May is going to heal you with a second level Cure Wounds. That's going to be 11 health back to you.
Ooh, okay. Yippee!
And...
Thanks, buddy.
No problem. I got your back.
Yeah.
And...
Alright, so that's not what we were trying to find.
Definitely not.
I guess we need to be careful. More careful.
Yeah.
I wonder what that human-like scream was.
What direction did it come from?
It came from under your feet, Nanette, as you were running.
That's terrifying. What?
Oh.
It sounded like it came from under us.
From under us?
Yeah, I don't know how that works, and I'm a little frightened.
You can roll me a nature or investigation if you want to check this out.
Nature or investigation. All right. Ooh. 22.
22. As you look around the grasses, you start to comb for whatever screamed at you, and you see this bulbous plant that has a humanoid face stuck in it. And...
Ooh!
It like, as it looks at you, like, with these oddly human eyes, you see as it begins to open its mouth.
Move!
Okay, I'm backing away.
You back away, and it lets out another shrill, terrifying scream.
Ah!
What is that?
Why do you do that?
And you hear as the rattling of bones comes from up top of the hill.
Oh my god.
What?
No!
And as those rattling bones come clattering into earshot, that's where we will end today's session.
No! Why is this plant summoning skeletons?
This evil motherfucker.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the end of the episode. As you might have noticed, we are going to start being back on track, back to normal, for Cerulean Roll, and we will continue going forwards. And in light of us going forwards and being normal with uploads again, I do have one humble request. Share it with your friends. Share it with your friends. Make them love this. Tell them that the audio is only shit in the beginning, and it does get better. Way better. I'm actually getting another microphone, and I'm going to get them different microphones that are even better. I'm different. We're different. We're going different. We're awesome. Anyway, make them listen. Thank you. And rate it 5 stars. I think I said that already.